FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A large warehouse storing suspected expired food items has been uncovered on the bluff in the south of Durban. It's believed the items there are imported from foreign countries. KZN Police Commissioner Ntandla Mkhwanazi has told the SABC the food recovered is not certified by authorities in the country. He says health experts have taken samples.
We've got chips, spices. It's one that you find commonly in the township on those chips that the children are eating. We always all believe that those chips are manufactured, made by a South African company. But here we are. We see the spice that is used in those chips. We know that Durban is a gateway for goods, mostly cargo that comes into the country and for the rest of the SADC. We have seen this scourge of illnesses happening in the townships in the main.
At the same time, government has urged the public not to disturb the process of registering spaza shops by blocking certain owners from participating. All spaza shops and food handling facilities have been given 21 days to register with municipalities. It's one of the interventions to address the current outbreak of foodborne illnesses and illicit trade. Health spokesperson Foster Mohale.
We have been inundated with inquiries and concerns from individual business owners and organized groups about the registration deadline of 21 days and requests for extension. We would like to urge the business community to come forward within this period and ensure that they get their businesses registered without any delay.
Almost 700 government officials have been convicted of corruption over the past 5 years. That's what NPA head Shamila Batoi has told Parliament today. She says the institution was decimated by state capture, but that work continues to rebuild it.
We've been effectively rebuilding for 3.5 years. It's really from about 2021 March that we have really been able to start with the rebuilding process. And so we've adopted a number of key strategic initiatives in order to stabilize the NPA. We've increased staff numbers by almost 1,000. There was a serious problem with capacity and capabilities.
The NPA and Batoi herself have come under fire for the slow pace in prosecuting state capture cases, but she's assured MPs there's progress.
We have many cases in court that involve ex-ministers, various private sector actors with regard to key state capture matters. So we have enrolled 39 high-profile state capture corruption matters, and over 1,000 private sector individuals have been convicted of corruption working with the DPCI.
And a French comedian has asked for forgiveness in court from the victims he maimed in a car crash he caused while on drugs. Pierre Palmade tested positive for cocaine and a synthetic drug in February last year after he slammed into another car. The 56-year-old had attended a so-called chemsex party, which had lasted for 3 days, apparently without sleep. The victims of the crash were a 38-year-old man, his 6-year-old son, and his pregnant sister-in-law. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 32, Richards Bay 34.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Lando Norris wants McLaren to push Red Bull all the way in both the drivers and constructors' standings. Confusion over whether or not Pep Guardiola has signed a new deal with Man City. And Michael Carrick is pleading with Man United to give new coach Ruben Amorim enough time to make his mark.